This podcast replay is brought to you by HialeahParkCasino.com. From the loosest slots in the state to one of the most comfortable poker rooms in South Florida, enjoy their smoke-free casino at HialeahParkCasino.com.
Don't forget, we got the $100 no-regret first bet. Pat says seems fine now. Sounds great across the pond. All right, so we're good now. Okay. Looks like we're better off now, and everything is kosher. All right, good stuff. Let me see the important stuff too right now. Let me see what's going on with the important stuff. Bitcoin 64,739. That's pretty good for the important stuff right there. That's not bad. All right. Anyway, hope everybody is well. And I think now that we sound all right, we got obviously some draft talk. We've had plenty throughout the week. Hope you guys caught a lot of our draft talk throughout the week. And a lot of the interviews are there. Jeremy Fowler from ESPN, Charles Davis from the NFL Network. Chris Trapasso from CBS Sports. Who else joined us to talk? Matt Verderam, obviously, every week. Luke Easterling from Athlon. And Tony Pauline from Sports Keta. We had a really strong list and a nice variety of different angles for you. So you can check it out there. All the interviews are up on the platform, so it's a great way to kind of get a little primer for the draft. Okay? So this won't be a long show. I'm hoping to go to 5 o'clock because, obviously, I've got to come back on tonight, and I was on last night. Although last night we did a short show. We just did 45 minutes. And tonight, I don't know what we'll do. You know, because I could come on right before the 21 pick. I'll probably come on about a half hour before our pick, but it could be traded and you could go down. So you never know. Could end up trading into the bottom of the first round if somebody wants something badly that you have there at 21. I saw where Peter Schrager had his mock draft and he had the Dolphins trading out of 21. And Detroit stepping into 21 and taking Jared Verse. Brother, if you're trading for Jared Verse and you're the Dolphins trading out of Jared Verse, you better get a haul. Okay? You better get something like really nice. Because I would not pass up on Jared Verse. And for Detroit to end up with those bookend pass rushers, that would be nasty. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Oz. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's hard not to have a nice Iron Maiden shirt. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if it exists. All the shirts I have of Iron Maiden, they're amazing, you know? So thank you, sir. Appreciate it. I think this might have been one of the ones that I bought when I was in Los Angeles years ago when I saw him at the Forum for a couple of nights. I think. I'm going to go with that. I think that's where I got this one because I ended up getting like four shirts. Usually when I go to an Iron Maiden or a U2 concert, I get in a lot of trouble, dude. I mean a lot of trouble. God. I just end up buying way too much. And by the way, the shirts got... I didn't buy anything from Saxon this time around. The shirts are up to like $42. I'm getting to a point now where I'm not even going to start buying shirts anymore because they're just too expensive, dude. Just getting out of control, the prices for the shirts. You know, man, I come from the days when I used to spend like $10 and $12 for a jersey. $8 and $10 for a regular concert shirt. And, you know, we're up to the 40s and 50s now. Like, it's normal. It's crazy. What are you going to say?
Are the shirts still as good now without the cassettes and album covers being, you know, because that used to be the artwork kind of what they use. What do they do now with everything being digital?
It depends on the band. That's it. You know what I mean? Because some bands aren't big enough, so they don't even have the dates anymore in the back because they're making their tour along the way. Okay, now when you're Iron Maiden or you're U2 or you're Taylor Swift or whatever, you know, you're already big enough that your dates are set. You can print them in the back and then you know. And then it all depends, too. If you have, you know, I go see Dirty Honey, who I love. They're a young band. They have two shirts with their logo on it, and that's it. You know, different colors. That's all. You're not going to get much. You go Iron Maiden. You go Kiss. You go U2. I'm sure I've never been to a Taylor Swift concert, but I'm sure marketing side, they have tons of different shirts because marketing is huge for them. You know what I'm saying? So it all depends on the band and what they put into the marketing, you know? And so if you go see the Eagles, it's an older crowd. They're not going to have a variety of shirts. They're going to have, you know, two types for men and one for women, and that's about it. You know, and a couple hats or something, you know, but they're not. And again, it's not going to be anything fancy. It's just going to be them there or the album cover or whatever. But yeah, there is a cover because every album still has a cover. So whether it's digital or on a CD or whatever, it still ends up on the shirt to a certain extent. And it all depends. If you're like, this is not an album cover, but this is Eddie, and Eddie is notorious with Iron Maiden as their, you know, that's their mascot. So they put him in all kinds of uniforms. And so then they can kind of change his look for whatever the hell they want. And so that's why Iron Maiden's, you know, merchandising is, you know, at another level. And that's why people that, you know, if you love Metallica, you'll have multiple shirts, things like that, because they also give a shit about their marketing too, you know? So again, it all depends on the band and what kind of marketing they've got behind it.
And I was working on other stuff, but I don't know. Aiden Hutchinson is the lineman of the Lions that we were trying to discuss.
Right. So you get Hutchinson and Verse. But I want Verse, Chubb, Phillips, Shaq. Okay? As I was explaining to somebody today, you've got your spy for Josh Allen. You've got the guy that's going to punish Josh Allen when he runs. His name is Jordan Brooks. That's why they brought Jordan Brooks here and they got rid of Baker. They said, we need to design our team to beat the Bills. We need to get a more physical linebacker, a more athletic linebacker, and Jordan Brooks is that guy. So Brooks is the guy that is going to, you know, so you've got to design your team to get after people, and Josh Allen's a guy you want to get after, so get some pass rushers too, you know? We'll see what happens. Lenny Pena says, good afternoon, Big O Sean, and all of the Heat and Pain Nation, or Finns Nation, we won last night. Speech of the Year did it again. Spoach of the Year did it again. Okay, I like that, a spoach. He's a spoach. He's a coach and he's spo, so he's a spoach. I like it. You know what the funny narrative is? I know that UD talked to the team before. Okay, I get that. You know, but Jimmy Butler called Tyler. By the way, do you think there weren't conversations before game one too? It's just that they lost, so, you know, it doesn't go with the whole story.
What was funny, too, with Tyler Herro, when he kind of tried to correct the guy, because the guy was like, I heard Jimmy text you before the game, and he's like, well, before the series started, he texted me. I believe there was a mix-up there, because it made it seem like, so Tyler was trying to correct it, I believe.
Okay.
But
I mean, come on, these kind of conversations go on in every game. Every game. It's just you only hear about it in the good moments, just to kind of add a little more color to the whole process. But it's so, you know. cheap. Yeah, it just, and for people to fall for it, it's just kind of silly, you know. But man, what a performance last night! They were awesome. They were clutch. They had cojones. They hit shot after shot. Everybody. Tyler was awesome. Bam was terrific. But everybody was phenomenal. Caleb was awesome. Jaquez, Jovic. Everybody was hitting big shots yesterday. They played great defense. Spo got away from the double teams. He played more one-on-ones. And, you know, the two main guys still hurt him. They still did their damage, but the rest of the guys did not for the Celtics. Shit, the bench of theirs had 12 points. Miami had 20. You know? So, killer stuff, man. Lewis says, I'm no longer an insulin diabetic. Blood pressure down 30 to 40 more pounds to go. There you go. Yeah, that's what we have to do, Lewis. Good for you, my brother. We have to drop the weight. We have no choice. So, yes. Eat better. I just had a delicious wrap that my daughter made for lunch where I had grilled chicken. I had my spinach wrap, my organic spinach wrap. I get it on Amazon. I get it delivered to my house within, you know, 2 days. And so it's like a 5-pack. And when I'm getting low, I just order it. And I know that I'm a couple days away. Boom, I get it. I can freeze half of it and then bring it out slowly if I want. So it's awesome. And I had more spinach inside. I had some lettuce. I had some peppers. I had the chicken. I had a little oil and vinegar. That's it. That's it. And it was, you know, that was my lunch today. Yeah. That's it. That was my lunch breakfast. Okay? And then I'll probably get something because I just ate it like an hour and a half ago. And then I'll probably get something right when I get out here. I get home. I have a grilled turkey waiting for me. Ground turkey that's waiting for me. I'm going to make that also a wrap for myself for tomorrow, for tonight, so I can sit there and watch the hockey game. So I'm looking forward to that. That'll be my second and final meal of the day. And then I'll have some fruits throughout the game. I'll have some berries and I'll have some nuts. I'll have some cashews. I'll have some pistachios. I'll have some Brazilian nuts. I'll just, you know, healthy, man, healthy. And, you know, once in a, and of course I'll treat myself when I have to treat myself. Not a big deal, but gotta do it. We have no choice. So I'm with you, man. I got 35 more pounds to go. I've lost 35. Now I need 35 more. I need to get to 210. Okay? So it was at 280. Need to get down to 210 and lose 70 pounds. And I think that's when we'll be all right. I think everything health-wise should be pretty good, you know, at that point. Let's see. Yeah, University of Miami is having a Taylor Swift course. Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Super rare that the Cure only charged $25 for tour shirts. Yeah. Well, they also don't kill you on the prices for the tickets. The Cure is, you know, Robert Smith is very conscious of that. So he doesn't kill you on ticket prices or the memorabilia. Yeah, so I scoop up as much as I can. Also from The Cure, too. That's one of my four favorite bands right there. The Fix is the other one that's missing. It's The Fix, The Cure, Iron Maiden, and U2. Those are my overall four all-time favorites that I will do anything for them. Anything whatsoever. I already have my Fix tickets, by the way. I'll be seeing The Fix in December or November or something like that. So I got that already. I'm looking forward to that. Even people that don't listen or casually listen to Metallica or Iron Maiden will always like the design of their shirts. Yes, you're right about that. I get, every time I wear a Maiden shirt, I get compliments left and right for Maiden shirts all the time. All the time. Yeah, Maiden shirts are some of my more popular shirts that I get good comments from, because the designs are always awesome. They just are. Dolphin 5413 is in Charlotte, North Carolina, hoping we can get some trench players in this draft. You will, my man. You're not getting a receiver. Okay? I don't know where this Xavier Worthy crap, just because he's fast and all that shit, they're not taking a receiver in the first round. I had some idiot yesterday. You know, I love you Dolphin fans. I really do. But there's a section of you that you're like a cult. And you can't be reasoned with. Kind of reminds me of another group of people. But anyways, that's another thing. And so it just like you can't be reasoned with. And you just like you come up with like you like to torture yourself with stupid shit. You bog yourself down when somebody's talking about another quarterback when they're not even looking at it. And now, because Worthy ran a 4.2, okay, so Mike McDaniel wants him. No, dude, right now, if they get Worthy, it would be an incredibly stupid pick. I am not very critical of this front office much. I like what they do overall. Have they made some mistakes? Yeah, dude, of course. But, you know, you're not going to hit. They make a lot more hits than misses. So I'm good with that. But if you take Worthy, that's a monster mistake when you need help on the D&O lines. That's a catastrophic mistake when you have very good and very capable, and in fact, I would argue and say plug-in players available to you at 21. So why would you know? Worthy's not a starter. You already have starters. And then, you know, some guy goes to me, well, maybe they're not bringing back Waddle. I was telling Sean the story today about that, and he's like, but they still have the fifth-year option. What are they going to do, just let them walk? You know, it's just people are stupid. It's like a cult. There's a part of it's with the Heat, with the Dolphins, the Panthers. It doesn't matter. It's any fan base, the Rangers, whatever. They're going to have a section of their fan base that are irrational. And it's like, really, dude? You think they're not going to bring back Waddle? How freaking stupid are you? The guy they may not bring back is, you know, like, as I've noticed, everybody else has caught on that one. You ever know? You notice that one? You notice how we start the fire? Tyreek is the one that probably is not coming back. So, you know, just kind of funny with that. So they're not going to bring back Waddle. That's why they're going to draft. That would make Waddle. It would end up becoming a wasted draft pick, dude. An absolutely wasted draft pick. If you don't re-sign him, he's not a long-term player. It doesn't become a successful draft pick. It doesn't matter if he was successful for a couple years. You can't allow him to go finish his career somewhere else. No. That's like the Jake Long thing. Jake Long didn't end up becoming a good pick for two reasons. One, because he ended up, you know, broken down and left with injuries. But two, because he really never played here for a long time. You can't take a guy number one overall and he's not going to be here for 10 plus years. You know, you can thank, you know, rest in peace, Tony, but it was clearly your fault what you did to him in the preseason. You ruined the man's career, unfortunately. But, hey, it is what it is. Coaches sometimes make bad decisions. Joe Girardi ruined Josh Johnson's career. After a 70-minute rain delay, he brought him back and blew out his arm, and he was never the same guy again. Shit happens. You know? What are you going to do? Chances of the Dolphins keeping the 21 pick? I'll go 75%. Because, you know... Can anybody ever say with Chris Greer 100? right? And because the player's so gettable there, I'm going to go at 75. Because you can get a really good lineman or a really good D lineman. So I'm going to go 75. That's pretty high for Chris Greer. And 25% is also a pretty strong window of trading because most teams won't, you wouldn't use that 25%. But with Chris Greer, 25 might be lowballing it. Some of you are watching, sitting, driving, corporate time-stealing weasel right now, and you just said to yourself, you're wrong on that one. I think it's a little higher than 25. We're talking about Chris Greer, the wheeler and the dealer. So, you could be right. But I'm going to go 75% because I really like the players at 21. That's why. I like several players at 21. Orlando, your diet is working. Thank you. 35 pounds down, nearly 2 bags of Mahatma rice. I would tell you yes. Think about that. I've nearly lost 2 bags of Mahatma rice. Those 20-pound bags. 35. It's nearly 40 pounds. It's a lot of weight, dude. That is less on my joints. You know? So if I can get 35, which I will, this one will take me longer, obviously. But if I just continue on the pace, and by the way, I'm now starting to walk. Tomorrow I will go for half a mile. So that'll be pretty cool. And so I'm trying to work my way up because my foot is obviously not 100% yet. And I'm probably about a month and a half away from starting to jog and run because we're like 4 months into this crap. So, so we'll do all right. We'll get through this. Hopefully by my 58th birthday on October 1st, I'm down to 210. Right? What is it? We're about to hit. So I have May, June, July, August, September. I have 5 months, 5 full months to lose 35 more pounds. So that means what? 6 pounds a month. 7 pounds a month. You're right. Your math is better. 7 pounds a month I have to do. Okay? As Barney would say on How I Met Your Mother, challenge accepted. That's all. Challenge accepted. So by the end of May, I need to be under 238. That's the plan, Stan. Don't need to be coy, Roy. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Let's see. Joe Milton will be the pick. 6'5", mobile, strong arm. Okay. Keep smoking that crack. Let's see. Congratulations, big on the weight. Not yet, Samuel. There's no congratulations, bro. I haven't earned shit yet. I need to get to 210, right? And then, on my 59th birthday, a year later, you can congratulate me if I'm still at 210 or lower. Okay? All right? That's when I deserve congratulations. Because if I can get to my target weight and then maintain the weight for an entire year, something I've never done, then I have some hope. But that's my real challenge. It's not so much losing the weight. I've done this before. So I'm not going to sit back and, that a boy. And I'm not doing that to myself. I haven't done jack shit. Seriously. This is just like I'm in the beginning stages of this. I'm not even halfway or anything like that. I'll be halfway when I get to 210. And then the real work starts. The really difficult stuff starts. That, okay, you're focused, you lost the weight. Now you've got to stay disciplined and keep the lifestyle going and keep the weight off. That's when I'll be proud of myself. You know, but right now I don't want to, like, you know, just, it's nothing right now. It's nothing because I've done this before and I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe again. I'm just not doing it. Refuse to do it. So I got to be stronger. I've been too weak. I've been, you know, I'm a loser because I end up losing the weight and then I gain it all back again. And, you know, I have no discipline and I gotta pick it up, man. So, you know, I'm not the person that lies to myself here. I'm not the person that makes excuses. Just like I hold you guys to a standard the same way, I hold myself the same way, and it's just the way it goes, dude, you know? So, Tony Pauline said today that the Iowa punter will be drafted maybe in the fourth round. He's supposed to be as good as Matt Araiza. We'll see. Big O, are you a magician? I swear you are slowly starting to disappear. Congrats. Not yet. Not a magician, my brother. Just trying to stay healthy and eat healthy, man. That's all I'm going to do. You're going to rename the show the Slim O Show? We'll stay Big O all the way, baby. We'll stay Big O all the way. But I appreciate the kind words. What brand best represents the Finns draft? Number one, 2003 Metallica, just looking for a complimentary bass player. Number two, same as it ever was, David Byrne. Or three, Plastic. Well, the Plastic Ono Band is the Marlins. That's the Plastic Ono Band. Now, I hate to say it, but we got to go Talking Heads. You know, until the Dolphins change it, same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. Even though I think it's different with the front office, I believe we have a quarterback now. I really love what they're doing overall. I know Mike has to grow up a lot. I think we're in a much better place in Dolphinland. I really do. But the results have to be different. So, I'm sorry. I got to go David Byrne. I got to go Talking Heads. You know, same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. So, yeah, I got to go that way. And Metallica right now is, well, of course, that's the Panthers. I mean, for whom the bell tolls, baby, you know? You know what we're doing right now? We're going to ride the lightning is what we're doing right now, baby. Yeah, 2-0. Now we're going to go to Tampa Bay and take one and go 3-0. We're going to ride the lightning. So the Panthers are definitely Metallica. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I'm going to structure it all right there. Okay? I think Latu will be there at 21, but my gut feeling is Greer will go O-line because of the priority to protect Tua and running game. And they need it. And they need it. I saw Gus retweet me something from CK Parrott talking about looking at versatile alignment, which is what we just talked about. All the last week and a half here that I went into it, I told you, look out, because if you see all the things that they're targeting, all these guys are all versatile that they brought in. And then you look at what's going on, you have a versatile lineman already in Austin Jackson. Okay? So I think he can go to left. And you the young guy that you can bring in can play guard this year, because a lot of the guys that are going to be available at 21 in that area are multifaceted. So you can play him at guard this year, and then you push him out to right tackle and you move Austin to left. It's kind of the stuff, what he talked about today, I saw that Gus retweeted out to me. They have the teachers here. They've already proven that. You know, and I'm going to keep mentioning, you know, I'm still looking at what Keon's doing. I haven't forgotten about Keon Smith, and I won't allow anybody else to forget about him on our show. That might be another diamond in the rough that they found. Big O, keeping weight off is the real challenge. Small behaviors do wonders, I found. Yeah. Well, you know, there are things that I'm doing now that I wasn't doing before. And so I'm hoping that these kind of things become more habitual for me, because I've lost weight. I've lost 80, 60, and 50, just so you guys will know. Okay, this is the fourth time in my lifetime that I'm losing major weight. Okay? So I know how to lose the weight. The thing is keeping it off. Now, all the other three times, I kind of stayed with the same kind of foods. I did not eat nearly as much fruits. I ate no nuts whatsoever. Okay? Did drink a lot of water. During the problem was I would drink water during the diet, and then when I get off, I would go back to just drinking Coke. Okay? The one thing I will say, that the last time that I lost weight and now I've gained it, the only habit I kept was water. I drink a lot of, as you guys see it on the show, I drink a lot of water all day. I mean, all day. I drink like a fish. But now I don't drink nearly as much water. You know why? Because I'm eating fruits. And the fruits change your body structure a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't have fruits and vegetables as a big part of my diets the last couple of times. Nuts were not even, they weren't even in the conversation. Not even in the conversation, ever. So I've added some different things now that I did not do before. And so that's where I'm hoping that when I get finally to lose the weight and get to my target weight, I can then, you know, pick up these habits that I've picked up, like I did with water. Water was the only thing that stuck to me on my third one. The other times it didn't. The last one, water stuck to me. And so hopefully that, you know, and plus my age and just all everything, dude, you know. What was I doing? Oh, yes. Went to the concert two nights ago, right? And when I sat in my chair, I realized I had a lot more space. You know, I also realized that my chairs, like in studio and downstairs, are more comfortable because I weigh less and I'm putting less weight on it and then less pressure on my hips and everything else. So I am also more comfortable for a longer amount of time if when I'm sitting. I've noticed that too when you lose the weight. So, I mean, there's so many other positives from it, not just the health stuff, but just other little things. And when I went to the concert, I was like, whoa, dude, I can move around a little bit more, you know? And it was just kind of one of those things. It's not like when I sit, I'm snug into the chair, you know? That kind of stuff. So I can't lose weight. I need to find someone to put that thinner spell on me. And it's hard, man. It's not easy, Nyborg. Hang in there, man. It's not easy. Takes a lot of discipline, man. They gave us a 2% chance of winning it. Well, that's kind of what we deserve, God's child. What are you going to do, man? You know, they shocked the world yesterday. Oh, got any inside scoop on what's going to happen tonight for the fish? Not yet. Not yet. We're working on it. We're working on it. Let's see. Big O, when you reach 210, we have to have a foam party at Club Cameo on South Beach. I weigh 245 now. Okay? That's what I weigh. I was at 280. You need to try intermittent fasting. Really? I need to try fasting? Okay. Guys, ladies out there, I need to try fasting to lose weight, says Shang Tusheng. It's interesting. You guys want to fill Shang Tu in there a little bit? I don't know. Go ahead. You guys know there's a habit here I don't like doing, so you... Anybody want to do it for me? Just wondering if you're friends with Jeff Darlington. Has he ever been on your show? I haven't had him on in a long time, but I am friends with him. But I haven't had him on in a long time. Big O, what do you see the Heat game plan being on? The same, pretty much. You wait to see how they counter now. If you're diabetic, it's not recommended. Eat one meal every 24 hours. Yep. Ray Sosa says, wait, fasting? It's not like you haven't done it. Wait, you have done fasting. Fasting. I should try that fasting stuff. Sounds interesting, that fasting stuff. I wonder if it'll help me lose weight fasting. You know, I'm thinking maybe what I should do is eat twice in a four-hour window and not eat for 20 hours. Because that might be a plan, right, for fasting? Might be something. But you know what? From what I hear, Shang Tu, you don't want to do it straight off the bat on 20 hours. You want to like do like 8 and then 10 and then 12 for a couple days and then 14 for a couple days and build it up. I heard. I'm told. Big O, laugh your sarcasm. It's the old school mentality and toughness this world is lacking. He isn't for everyone, but everyone needs. We all need to fail forward fast. Oh, you know when you're at a good weight. When you can wipe your arse comfortably, then you'll be good. You know, I never got to the point where I was uncomfortable doing that. But, yeah, that probably would be an issue. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Steven Gonzalez, first in the house, I see at the top. Think Blue Dodgers, Ray Sosa. Greg J says, Big O, beautiful Heat win in the Panthers this week, plus Christmas for the Dolphins today. This is a beautiful week. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oscar Rojas says, so proud of the Miami Heat. What a great win. You're telling me there's a chance. Let's see. Per our discussion yesterday, Jimmy Johnson should have won more than one championship with UM, especially the year of Schnellenberger won. With basically the same team, he choked that year big time. Yeah, Jimmy Johnson's an underachiever in Miami. Let's just call shit the way it goes. Problem is, people don't have the balls to say it, but he's an underachiever in Miami. He underachieved at the University of Miami. He did. I'm sorry. He left the place loaded. And Dennis Erickson went and won two championships with his talent in the first 3 years. Something Jimmy couldn't do. He gave away a championship. I mean, he was stupid enough that he couldn't figure out that Testaverde couldn't find people, so he allowed him to throw 9 interceptions in 2 bowl games. That's not a good coach. So, in Dallas, he can be a god. But those of you that make him out to be a god here, in my eyes, I think you're a little foolish and you're definitely overreacting. Did a good job, but I ain't going with great. You had great talent and didn't take advantage of it, man. Lewis Bryant says, been away for a while, Big O and Sean, but had to get back to hear you about the draft. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate you. I have a feeling tonight the Finns will pick safety Cooper DeJean. Everyone loses their minds. Big O reminds us safety situation going forward. So we all convince ourselves it's a great pick. They do need a third safety if they are going to look for one. But I don't think I talked about this already in Old Out. And one of the things that I mentioned where you could get your safety, and I don't think it's going to be in the first or second round, at least with these two picks, is if you move down in the first round and you get and you want Jackson Powers Johnson or Chop Robinson or something falls to the latter part of the first round that you're still interested in. You think, hey, man, these guys are going to be in the back end of the first round. Somebody wants Jared Verse badly and the Lions. And so the Lions give you a third and a fourth or something to move up from where they're at. Well, actually, they would be almost in the back end of the first round, right? Hell, you might get a a second and a third. Yeah, you might get a second and a third to move up all the way to 21. Whatever it is, or second and a fourth or something. Then you get your safety. You know? When you get that extra pick, if it's an extra second, extra third, maybe an early fourth, I could see them looking and searching for that safety there at that point. Okay? But I really feel like there's a lineman for you in the first and second rounds. Either side of the ball. And that's why I just think that it kind of worked out for the Dolphins, dude. I really do. I really believe it that it's gonna work out for him. We'll see. We'll see. Tonight we'll give us at least one of the answers. Jay Gelfand once spoke for president. Much better than the clowns we keep putting in office every 4 years. I'll take that. Although, you know, it's cruel and unusual punishment for poor Spo. Let's see. Asia is in Los Angeles, and it sounds good. Thank you, Asia. Appreciate it. Lisa Rose in the house. Can't take that call right now. Okay, let's see. Great day to be alive, Big O. 7 months ago, I was 312. Now I'm 254. Wow. No rice, no bread, no processed food, no sodas or juices, bananas, steak, pork, tuna, eggs, vegetables, grits, oatmeal, nuts, fruits. You're a champ, dude. You're a freaking stud. That's why you've lost all that weight. Look at what you're eating. And by the way, you nailed it. The sugars in the breads, bro. You eliminate the sodas, the sugars, and the breads, and you will lose weight at breakneck speeds, put it that way. You keep bread and sugars and sodas in your life, you are. You know what I'm saying? Hold on a second. Let's see here. Give me 1 second. Where are we at here? Let me do me a favor, Sean. Give me a break here for 1 second. Let's take a break here. I got to make this phone call. It's not that kind of phone call, but give me 1 minute here. Okay? Go for it.
There's no need to drive around South Florida wasting valuable time looking for a new or certified pre-owned Acura. Go to the number one volume sales dealership in the Southeast United States, Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines. Purchase with pace and space in a dealership tailored to your needs. From home buying to providing that personal touch, contact the 2020 Satisfaction Award winner, Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines, 888-776-5123. That's 888-776-5123. Or visit them at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
When presenting an award to an employee, athlete, executive, or fantasy GM, make sure you call Orvieto's Awards and More. For 35 years, these custom award specialists have been providing plaques, trophies, custom framing, while providing state-of-the-art laser and computerized engraving, UV printing, and glass crystal etching. They do all their engraving and printing in-house for quality control. Call Charles at 305-949-8098 or visit them at OrvietosAwards.com. Orvieto's Awards and More, where recognition is rewarding.
Oh, great. You have a doorbell camera. Now you have a front row seat to your house getting robbed.
They're breaking into my house!
Ooh, there goes the TV. I'm sure it'll turn up at the pawn shop.
No, not the TV!
Just because you can see them, that doesn't mean you can stop them.
With SolarWinds, you get 24-hour monitoring, a free home security system, and professional installation. Plus, free doorbell camera, one that'll actually work for you.
Get out of my house!
Get out of the house!
Call 1-800-ALARM-ME.
All right. By the way, that's actually to confirm Inner Circle is going to be joining us on the show, so that'll be cool. As you know, we're giving away tickets for Stephen Marley and Inner Circle, so make sure you DM me if you want a chance to go to that concert, your full name, address, and email to Twitter at Big O Show and on Instagram and Threads at Big O Radio Show. Full name, address, email. We pick the winner tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon, we will pick it. So there you go. You can use the QR code if you want to go and meet us there. All right. What else do we have going on in the world of sports? It is draft day, and Miami's picking at 21. And I've told you this over and over again. This, I think, is going to work out beautifully for the Miami Dolphins. Now, again, they got to make the right pick. You know what I'm saying? It's up to them to make the right pick, but the options are all there for them. Every single option that they want to fill, it's there for them. So if they want to get a lineman, they're going to have an opportunity. There's not going to be a run that they won't have an option. They will have some good options. I think they'll still have a pass rusher or two left over that is pretty damn good. Okay? I think they're going to have an option to trade down a little bit too. Possibility, because some of the players that are going to drift into the 20s may be just as worthy, and they can pick up an extra pick and not Xavier worthy. Is it Xavier or Xavian? Xavier or Xavian? I don't know now. Worthy. Xavier? Okay, Xavier. Okay. I guess it's the Howard thing that I'm getting confused. Okay. So I love the position that Miami is in. From talking to people around the league, there's a lot of players that just people like, man. And that's the thing. And so whether it's a Verse, a Latu, a Guyton, a Powers Johnson, a Graham Barton, a J.C. Latham, that, you know, some people keep saying that he might fall to Miami at 21. You know, that's the kind of stuff that I start, you know, getting excited. Mims, another kid. There's a bunch of guys, man. And then in the second round, we've talked about this. There's actually some pretty good offensive linemen and D tackles. There are options. I have mentioned how many times I like the Rojo, I'm going to have to really learn that name when they draft him. If they draft him, by the way, I mean. You know, I don't know anything, but I'm just saying, it's just there are players there you're going to like in the first and second rounds that can fill the exact needs of the Miami Dolphins. That's the crazy part of all of this. That's what I'm telling you, that if they pick the right players, they actually can help their O&D line. And they can still help their O&D line even by a slight trade down also. It's really awesome. And if they do have the trade down, you know, the fun part about that is we'll have another pick in day two, okay? Because, you know, you pick in the second round and then, like, we're done. We'll see you midday through Saturday, you know? And I don't know if I'll do anything on Saturday. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll do a recap show. Okay, maybe I'll do that. I'm already kind of feeling the voice as it is from doing last night's show too. By the way, Welton Raom, we got to talk about Jeff Welton, Daniel Raom. They are just absolutely awesome, great people. And that's, you know, you want great lawyers, which I saw it already when they brought Progressive to their knees. They are great lawyers. And a lot of our listeners have already called Welton Raom, and a couple of them have already settled and are on the winning side, and a bunch of them are lined up for it. And you can do it too, 954-966-4646. Listen, our politicians, they do good and they do bad. And sometimes, look at DeSantis. There are some things that he can do good, and then there are some things that he didn't do well. And insurance, home insurance, He did not set us up well. He gave them the power. And so more than anything now, when you've got to make a claim, the most important thing is the lawyer you hire. And you better hire the right ones, because if you don't, you are not going to be able to maximize your claim. So please call Welton Realm. They have their own adjusters. You call them, they send their adjusters, they take care of it, they set it up, and then they call the insurance company on your behalf. The second you and I call the insurance company, hook, line, and sinker, they've got us, dude. They've got us. And don't think you're smarter than them, because we're not. We don't know all the laws and all the loopholes. Lawyers do. I could tell you Welton Realm do. Okay, so please call them. Doesn't matter where you're at in Florida. 954-966-4646. They're in Hollywood. Bankruptcy, homeowner property damage, condo damage, criminal defense, business owner claims, commercial litigation, personal injury. You're going to love working with these guys. You're going to love the fact that they're representing you. You're going to feel safe. They are absolutely amazing. Jeff Welt, Daniel Realm. By the way, the consultation's free. So call them. Maybe you think you have a case, you're not sure. Jeff Welt will tell you. 954-966-4646. Good stuff. Appreciate them. Let's see. Funny thing about the draft every year is that 2 to 3 teams that make head-scratching picks that completely throw the first round off whack. Let's hope Miami isn't one of those teams. Yeah, I'm with you. Latua 21 would be one hell of a pick. I'm with you, Arnaldo. I have no problem with that, dude. So I'm voting for RFK. Well, yeah, he's got no shot at winning, bro. Yeah, we're stuck with the two clowns. The two clowns that we've had the last 8 years. We're stuck. One of those two idiots are going to win. It's just the way it is. We're so screwed. It's not even funny. I hope that this bright afternoon is good for you all, says Rosendo. Do not forget, there's still an opportunity to squeeze out the best of this day. Cheer up and good afternoon. Squeeze it, Sean. Squeeze it. And the day, too. Oh, do you and Sean want to make a prediction on who the pick will be? Yeah, let's be wrong. Let's go, Sean. Go ahead. What wrong pick are you giving us?
Well, let's see. Pauline said the punter's going in the fourth round. I don't believe that. I think we go punter. 21. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. You know, we talked about it earlier. I did these little mock drafts all day this morning, and six of them showed six different people available there. I think I'm going to take the defensive tackle from Illinois to be there. They'll go defense, the tackle from Illinois. I want to say Harvey, but that's wrong. It's I cannot think of his name now.
Jesus, I'm brain farting right now.
Yeah, I had been picking them this morning, but I think that's where they go, defense.
I'll tell you right now. Let me pull it up here.
And I'm going to be wrong, so it's all good.
No, yeah, that's the idea. Yep. That's why I told you, hey, tell me the wrong pick.
Newton. Somebody said
that's
Newton.
It. That's it. Yes.
There we go. I'll take Newton.
Okay. All right. Not bad.
Because I like Fig Newtons. See, it goes back to food.
It goes back to food. The stuff that we can't abuse that much anymore. That's all. Okay. Johnny Newton, isn't it? Is it Johnny Newton?
Doesn't it have the hyphen name or something on the name? Is it Johnny? No, I think it. Somebody said Johnny Newton, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, it is Johnny Newton, Johnny? Illinois. Yes. Johnny Newton. All right. So I'm going to go Latu. That's it. Although there's just a part of me that keeps saying they're going offensive lineman, man. There's a part of me that just, you know, Graham Barton, J.C. Latham. I don't think they'll take Jackson Powers Johnson at 21 because I talked to enough people around the league that I don't think any of them had him at 21. They all had him in the back end of the first round. Shit. Kyle Krabs told – he thinks he's a second rounder, actually. So most of my guys thought more late first rounder, that he's not 21 material. He goes – most of the guys told me, oh, if they're going to get Jackson Powers Johnson, they're going to trade down. They're not going to take him at 21. If they do, it's not a smart move because he's going to drift. He's going to drift into the back end of the first round. He's good – but you don't take him at 21 when there's other players there. So I believe that they will take a lineman, an offensive lineman. I think I'm going to be wrong, and they're going to, you know, get somebody like that. Okay? So I will go with Latu because I love Latu. And by the way, he has injury history. That's the funny part. Okay?
That's the same thing with Newton.
Yeah.
He's got it's a foot fracture too. So yeah, now that I think about it, yeah, I forgot that's what it was.
Oh yeah, that's the not a Liz Frank. It's shit, dude. What's the name of the injury that he has?
And somebody said in here, his name is Jerzon Newton, but they call him Johnny. Call so him that's Johnny. Where I was. Yeah, I was
a Jones fracture.
Yeah,
a Jones fracture.
Jones fracture.
That's what he has. Yes, he's coming off of Jones, and it re-injures.
Yeah,
yeah, it's one of those. Rise Taylor, thank you for the love on the super chat. Thank you very much for supporting the show that way. Remember, you can make a donation through Cash App or Venmo. Much appreciated. Cash Big O Show. That is Cash Big O Show. Cash App or Venmo. Visit our amazing sponsors or make a donation. Rise Taylor says, let's go Heat. Also showing we'll be more than just fine post Jimmy Butler. I want a pass rush in the first tonight. We're not getting real JP and Chubb until 25. We all know Greer will draft a CB first round. I don't think so. Not this time. Not this time. Not this time. He does love... He loves DBs, bro. He loves pass rushers. You know what I mean? He loves tackles. So that's the thing, that he could take anything like that in that first round, because that's kind of what it is. He won't be taking quarterback or number one wide receiver, and I don't think he's taking shutdown corner. But I think he's going to take one of those two other guys, those two other positions on the D-line. Let's see. Winner gets big bragging rights. How about both of us losing? Guaranteed both of us are going to lose. I mean, it's so hard. It really is. Are you dumb? True FinFest says, are you dumb? The Dolphins are drafting Penix.
You know what's funny is on one of the drafts I was doing today, I wanted to just grab him and see how it all played out. But I was like, no, it's not even. And to be honest, there was a couple drafts where he wasn't even available for me at 21 because some teams traded in and – that's what's going to be interesting, because
Blaine Gabbert was taken in like top five. You know, so
how people fall back because of the trade ins, because there's a lot of talk. It's talk right now, mm-hmm. that a lot of teams are going to look to move up, and how many people will fall back, as you said, you know, yeah. Verse and who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Yeah. Oh, man. So, what are you going to do? I do like what position they're in. All right, let me take a quick break. Top of the hour here. Hour number two from Hialeah Park is next.